John Texter says what you said. He goes, my 11-year-old and my 8-year-old sons both, the first thing when I wake them up, before they even get out of bed, they ask me about the Tigers, the Twins, and the Royals.
Yeah. This is something that Tigers, the next generation of Detroit sports fans absolutely needed. What did they know up until about 2 years ago? It was Alliance, the same thing that we've always had, generational in terms of losing and how things could go wrong. The Pistons, the Wings, and I mean, great history, championship history, but the next generation of sports fans didn't know anything about it. You could have a 10-year-old kid that's never experienced what playoff scenarios are like.
Yeah, I mean, so he says an 11-year-old, some quick math, 11-year-old born in 2013, has never seen a Detroit championship, has never really seen Detroit playoff wins until the Lions,
right?
Just this last year. I mean, think about it.
That's my son, Sam. He's 11. And I tell people this. If you don't have Bally's, get it. If you have kids. And here's why. Because tonight could be really, really cool and special. If they win and the celebration, that's how you make your kid a fan. If you want your kid to get into baseball, if he's lukewarm on it or not getting into sports, when they see something like this going on, they want to be a part of it. And they're going to start talking about it with their kids or their friends at school and things like that, you know? And that's how, Jim, I mean, that's when you were younger with the Red Wings.
Yes. Well, yeah, it's winning hooks you in. I mean, to be born in 93, by the time you're really becoming a sports fan, I'm watching Steve Yzerman hoist the Stanley Cup not once, not twice, three different times in those young, impressionable ages. 06, I'm, you know, teen, preteen. Your last chance to hook somebody in as a fan is that 06 Tigers team. It's gum time. It's Pudge. It's Maglio sends him to the World Series. It's my grandpa giving me the card stock from the Free Press. Like, those are the things that make you a fan for life. And it's free. The trial for Bally is a 7-day trial. You can sign up for the free trial today, watch for free this weekend, and expose your kid to the magic that is this Tigers baseball team. And I don't think there is a comparable. We'll take calls and ticket texts on it, John. I don't think there's a comparable to what we're watching. Even 06, they had vets. They were in it all summer. It was fun for a different way. The 84 Tigers, you could kind of see that train coming. And they started strong at 35-5. This is unlike anything we've seen. They were nearly dead. Their playoff percentage was a microscopic 0.2%. They were 8 games below 500. They sold at the deadline. They called up kids. They were waving, I'll use Rico's line, not the white flag, but the beige flag. I mean, it was all but giving up on the season, except the players didn't quit, except the manager worked overtime, except the season hasn't ended and the season has just begun because it's the postseason. Like, there's nothing like this that we've ever seen in Detroit sports. And I know you could bring up the Mets from 73, but there really is anything like this in all of sports.
And we always try and make comparisons. What is this like? And I think you've done a good job of laying it out. There's nothing like this. And we're trying to find out, okay, if they win these three games and they finish 33-11, how does that compare to 35-5? Again, it's incomparable because, one, this is the end of the season. That was the beginning of the season. The names that we know and love from that 84 team, I don't know that these names are going to, they're not going to resonate in the future, like, because half of the pitching staff, nobody even knows their names.
Right. I need those card stock to see who they look like and what their names are if I was a kid right now. I love this ticket texter. I'm an elementary physical education teacher, and I've had day games this week on a projector during class. My 4th, 5th, and 6th graders are pumped. According to them, quote, the Tigers are cooking.
That's so cool.
I love that ticket text.
That's so cool.
Let's get to Tim in Sterling Heights. Tim, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. You know, back in the 60s, they really didn't have games on TV very often, so I remember with my little transistor radio on those hot summer days, listening to Ernie and Ray Lane, you know, call the games. And now I don't have Bally's. So now I'm sitting there with my phone and the Odyssey app, listening to Dan call the games. And I feel like I'm absolutely transported back to, you know, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And the way Dan gets excited, I mean, Ernie Harwell is my favorite of all time, but Dan, oh man, he's getting there because he just pumps you up with that emotion. You feel like you're there. transport it.
You certainly do.
He does such a great job. But you're right, the emotion I think he conveys better than anybody. We are spoiled to have Dan Dickerson on the radio. The soundtrack of so many summers. He's been around this team. He knows what this means, and he does such a great job in the moment conveying the emotion.
Yeah, I mean, if you're there, or if you watch the highlights and you see the scream by Tarek Skubal on the last out of the seventh inning, or last night with Jason Foley, the scream at the end, like that, there's a very visual component to that. If you're not watching it in the moment and you're listening to Dan describe it, I mean, you get every bit of it as you get it as best as you possibly can because of the emotion that he has and the fact that it's seamless.
The Tigers are going to the World Series. The Maglio call from 2006 will forever give me goosebumps. Yeah. And I know a lot of people are the same way. It transports you to where you are. I'm sitting on the floor in my living room in Livonia, right? That moment, the Tigers are going to the World Series. And it's I don't know. We can gush about Dickerson for weeks. Yeah. I want to get back to the calls. Nancy, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
Can you hear me better?
Yes, we got you. What's up?
Okay, good. Now, I run a nonprofit called Wish Upon a Team, and, you know, we talk about how the Tigers are all-stars on the field, but off the field, they are all-stars. They have sent over 800 of my teens who are seriously ill and their families to games this summer, and we are going to – they sent us tickets for tonight and Sunday's game, so we're going to be there.
That is awesome, and that's not something that I don't think that was public. You know,
no.
I mean, that's just something they were doing just because they weren't doing it for any good
right.
PR. They were doing it to make a difference. Nancy, that's awesome.
I know, and I have to tell you guys, I go back a long way. I'm going to probably show my age here, but in 1968, I went to St. Bede's school. I was in second grade, and Bill Freehan lived on the next street. So when the Tigers won the World Series, we had a parade from school and went by his house. And then in the 1984 World Series, I was at the final game at Tiger Stadium, and someone threw up sod up into the bleachers, and I actually have the sod planted at my house, and we still have it.
There's so many stories like that. I love hearing every single one of them.
That sports are great.
But my teens will be there tonight, and these are kids who are in the hospital most of the time. And they absolutely love the Tigers. They've loved the Tigers even before they made this run. And I'm so excited for them to have this opportunity with their families, you know, not being in the hospital and having a family evening tonight. This team just teaches us all so much.
That's, Nancy, it's well said.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
All right, have a great day.
You
Thanks
too.
For what you do.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for what you do. I mean,
yeah.
We're just a couple guys yakking in the
sports.
Morning. I know,
yeah.
Right? She actually... working with people making a difference. Wow. I mean, let's get back to the phones.
Yeah.
Martin, you got a story. You're on 97.1. What's up, Martin?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, for us, you know, I'm from Canton. We've relocated all over the country. The entire time, you know, we're always following Tigers, Detroit sports. We're back in Michigan now and got two girls, 9 and 11, and you know, what do? We listen to Tiger Sports. We go out, play catch. And it just means something more now, right? You know, and it talks about commitment, trusting the process. I mean, baseball's more than just a sport. And it's just awesome hearing these stories. And we're going to be a part of it tonight. So we're excited.
Great. Enjoy the evening.
Yeah, thanks, Martin. Some ticket text, 248-539-9797. This is Destiny. Says, I don't ever think I've seen a bunt double play at second base in my lifetime. LFG, that's Mike at U of M.
Yeah.
Says, as a kid, my dad would let me watch the 84 Tigers with him. I was not a sports fan at the time, but I was sold for life. That's Derek in Brighton. People trying to come up with comparisons. I equate the Tigers to the 96 Masters. It's true that Norman collapsed, but... Faldo played amazing golf down the stretch, put that pressure on him. Both things are true. The Twins have collapsed, but the Tigers have played amazing baseball.
One thing I wanted to say in comparison to that is both are true. both are true here. The Twins collapse. This isn't a Twins choke. We circled 87, 86, 88 wins.
As the target, yeah.
As the target. That's when we said fake contending 3 to 4 weeks ago. We just said you got to get to this win total no matter what, because that's what the history of the game says, is that you got to get upper 80 wins to make the playoffs. They've done it. They've earned it. It's not just the Twins gag.
Right.
You want some more, like, magic or destiny?
Sure.
Tonight, when the Tigers win, this is Tony in Oxford calling his shot, when the Tigers win, they can do something only the Mets did 50-plus years ago. And in doing so, the White Sox would break a Mets record as well. Fitting, yep. They'd have 121 losses.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had Kirk Gibson call your show randomly earlier in the season, and he said to be patient. It makes him look like a mystic genius. Does Gibby have, like, fortune teller abilities?
Does he have connections that we don't know about?
Spiritually.
Yeah. Could.
He might. 248-539-9797. Ticket Texter says, Nate from a truck. My dad's a diehard baseball fan, diehard Tigers fan. Mom passed away in March. This is the happiest I've seen him in months. It gave him something.
You know, it's Lions fans that have been waiting an entire lifetime, and they're 65, 70 years old, to see what happened last year and the hope that it has brought this year. Never thought that they would live to see moments like this. And from the depths of despair this year for the Tigers, it's bringing so much joy to sports fans to have something to cheer about, some pride in our teams. We always have pride in our teams, even if they're losing, but now to have it backed up by those on the field of play.
We have Brian Baldinger coming up next to talk a little football, picks at 8:35, but don't worry, we won't get away from the Tigers for long. It's 97.1.
I've been talking for a while now about injury attorney David Femenino, and just listen to some of the results that David and his team have been able to get for injured clients. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for another, $11.5 million for a single client. You need an attorney that is going to fight relentlessly for you and one that is backed by a great team. You can call David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baldy, always good to check in with you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Lions off of a win. Of course, there's some question now going into Monday night. Frank Ragnow will not play. Let's go to the trenches. How big a deal is that?
Well, it's a big deal. I mean, it's a Pro Bowl center, and I thought Frank was excellent last week. And so, you know, you start getting into the depth. I mean, he's the leader up there. He's the veteran. Everything kind of starts with him. And so I don't know if they put Glasgow in at center right now and how they kind of adjust. I'm not really sure. John, you might know, but I think it's a big deal. They played without Frank before. He's had injuries last year. They overcame him. So that's what they got to do now, just like every other team.
Yeah, we kind of saw it, not with Frank being down in the NFC Championship game, but, you know, they were down a guard, and they put Awosika in there and really didn't notice that much of a drop-off. But anytime you lose a Pro Bowl center, it's going to be a big deal. The question I have for you, Baldy, is on the other side of the ball. Defensively, yep. What is different about this defense? Why are they better than they were last year?
Well, I think some of it, John, honestly. I mean, you played Bo Nix week one. All right? You played a New England team week two, I think. And Tampa team that, you know, they struggle with a little bit. And then I'm getting things all confused here. I was thinking about Seattle. But
you're all right. That's all right.
No, I mean, look, I think, you know, Arizona last week, they couldn't run the ball at all. And they've been running the ball really good. And that was really impressive. You know, some of it is Davenport's, you know, so big. I know he's banged up. But, you know, he's just a big, huge guy. And, you know, Hutch plays hard and Branch is in his second year. And so you just look at some of the guys they have right there right now. And, you know, it's just a tough group to move inside right now. So I there's one takeaway I had last week. I know offensively they're struggling a little bit to put points up the way they were a year ago. But I think the run defense is much better with DJ Reader, along with McNeil. I mean, those are just guys that are hard to move inside right now. They got so much more size up front.
Let's talk Seattle a little bit here. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellmann's at your local Walmart, Kroger, grocery store. Add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Seattle at 3-0. What kind of team is Detroit seeing this week?
Well, defensively, they've been really good. Now, like I was saying before, I mean, Bo Nix and, you know, some of the guys they face that hadn't been, you know, frontline players. But Mike McDonald's got those guys playing hard. They don't make the same mistake twice, it doesn't seem. The secondary is elite right now with Woolen and, Davenport and Julian Love. I mean, they're a good group right now. So I think that they're playing well. The ball isn't going over their head like it was a year ago. You look at this rookie Byron Murphy to go with Big Cat Williams inside. They're much better, I think, defensively, at least fundamentally. Right now they have two totally different linebackers in Baker and Dodson. They're playing well. And the one guy that keeps showing up is that Boye Mafe, who's a really good pass rusher right now. And I just think Geno Smith, you know, they've been getting big plays. They got another one from DK Metcalf last week. I don't think their offensive line is great by any stretch, but I think Geno is good in the pocket. He's got three really good targets to throw to, and they've won games without their best running back, Kenneth Walker, the last couple weeks, but Charbonnet has been just fine. So they kind of cobble it together right now with some of the injuries they've had on offense, but Geno's been really good and really productive at the quarterback position.
And we know Seattle's given Detroit's fits in recent years. Mm-hmm. Brian Baldinger, we appreciate some of your time.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Thanks, John. Take care, guys.
Heather in the news.
Yep. You guys, Helene made landfall in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. This was late Thursday night. It was the strongest hurricane on record to slam into Florida's Big Bend. It brought winds of up to 140 miles per hour, life-threatening storm surges. Excuse me. 1.2 million Florida residents.
It's a lot of water. The hurricane is a ton. Yes.
Holy cow. 1.2 million Florida residents woke up in the dark, didn't have power. Almost 3 million customers across Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas don't have power. And that could last for weeks. So people could be without power for quite a long time. There have been 4 storm-related deaths so far. 6 states are under states of emergency. Helene has now been downgraded to a tropical storm, but still really powerful winds of up to 70 or a little bit more than that, 70 miles per hour, obviously moving through the southern U.S.
Yeah, if you look at the radar right now, it's wild.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of rain, and it's like it's parked itself.
Yep. The Michigan Court of Appeals has thrown out a manslaughter charge against this Detroit gas station clerk who locked himself and 4 other customers inside the business. This was before one of them opened fire, killing one of the other customers and injuring 2 others. So prosecutors have argued that the clerk's actions made him criminally responsible, but the appeals court said that the charge just doesn't fit. The clerk did not have a weapon himself, nor did he directly injure anyone. And the court says that it is not reasonably foreseeable that this man, or that he would have known that the suspect would have actually pulled a gun. This is going to be a great concert. Billy Joel is coming to Ford Field. He and Stevie Nicks will be in town on March 29th for their show that's billed as One Night, One Stage. This is going to be Billy Joel's first concert at Ford Field. Tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. on October 4th. That's through Ticketmaster. And the date is actually quite fitting. This March 29th, it's the 88th day of the year, and it's National Piano Day worldwide.
Oh. That'll be a great show.
Yeah.
Little fun fact. Oh, my gosh, it'd be incredible. I'd love to go to that. I saw this. I was like, let's go. Let's get tickets. Should be fun. You guys, have you heard Diddy's lawyers use the Costco defense?
Yeah. What was this?
Yeah. So his lawyer is using this Costco defense to justify the crazy amount of baby oil that was seized from his home during that big raid. So his lawyer, there was more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil in Diddy's house. And his lawyer said he just likes to buy in bulk. That was his lawyer talking with TMZ. And now a spokesperson for Costco is speaking up saying, hold up, this is ridiculous. We're going to shut down this claim. We don't even sell baby oil at any of our stores in the U.S.
Yeah.
It wasn't Costco.
And for for the guy at TMZ to have to explain why the baby oil might be used or what it might be used for.
And how about his lawyer? Oh, one bottle goes a long way. What are you, an orgy expert now? What are we doing?
Yeah,
Those experts are in Ann Arbor.
Oh, gosh, stop. So the top dating trends for 2025 are out. And if you're off the market, I guess you could call yourself lucky that you don't have to deal with all the yap trappers out there.
Wait, what?
Have you ever heard of a yap trapper? That's a new dating term. Apparently, that's when somebody just talks about themselves on a date and doesn't ask any questions.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
There's some more terms that are questionable.
Okay.
Freak matching.
Oh, freak matching.
Yes. That's connecting with somebody over shared quirks or general weirdnesses. Grim keeping is bonding with somebody over your darker side or shared dislikes. And being smutten. That's when you fantasize about things from shows or movies happening in real life.
John, what's your favorite of that trio?
I don't know if I get the smutten one.
I don't really either.
But
well, I can see it because well, where
so
you,
is it like
you,
smitten like, with smut? Is that the thought there?
Yeah, I guess so. But like you kind of think like
what's the
things
freak
are
one
going
again?
To play out. Oh, the freak matching.
Not to be confused with the freak off.
No,
the
no.
Diddy story. These are two very
not
different
at all.
Things.
Yes. Very different.
I would like to separate from those stories.
Yes.
Yes. Very different.
All right. That's Heather with the news. We got the picks coming up next where Heather continues to reign supreme. It's 97.1. And we talk about all these big games on a given weekend. And one of the best places to watch all the games, we tell you about Circa. We tell you about Stadium Swim, Circa Resort and Casino with a viewing experience that's built for sports fans. A sports fan's paradise as we went out and saw in late August. You can chill in one of the six pools, three different levels, always a perfect view of a massive 40-foot tall, high-definition screen. Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch football, maybe some baseball, postseason action, swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and a nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot. That might be a cozy day bed. It could be a private cabana all to yourself. Grab a lounge at the center of the action. Reserve your place today. 365 days of sports. Poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, it's all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today, CircaLasVegas.com. No quitting this team. Gritty Tigers come back. Mm. Against a good bullpen, good reliever. Win the game, continue to win the game. Their win plus a Twins loss means the magic number's one today. A win, and they're in. We had a caller bring this up earlier, and we checked on it. Today is the 25th anniversary of the final game at Tiger Stadium.
Mm.
So a little more of that poetic justice, destiny.
Poetry.
We had a ticket texture. We'll get back to the phones. 248-539-9797. Couple ticket texts. The first one says, Heather broke Jansen. She's living rent-free in his head. What a meathead.
I've tried to go with reasonings as to why I would pick these teams. And then Heather picks Tennessee because she wants to go to Nashville. or because she likes them. So I thought, well, you know, what the hell? I'm just going to throw caution to the wind. I'm going to pick a team just because I don't like the other team's coach.
Heather, are you paying attention to more of these games now that you're winning?
Oh, for sure. I mean, not really close attention, but I always want to know the score. I don't know how you guys do it because it's stressful. Like if I was a gambler, I would be like hyperventilating all the time because it is so stressful now being more involved because obviously I want to win. Like I play to win. So like I get stressed
about
it.
I play to win. Yes. I played a win.
John, have you ever had a moment where you thought, what have we done? Because Heather didn't pick games, you know, last year, hasn't picked games before. What have we done? We've trash-talking Heather Park sitting in first place, well, looking down at everybody.
But here's, so a little behind the scenes as well. Last year, Heather and I did a little test run. And before she left, you know, while she was pregnant and, mm-hmm. and had Brooks, I had her fill out her, you know, sheet of picks.
How was she doing?
She left, and even at that time, I would text her the picks, and she would send me hers. And then after she had Brooks, it was, you know, like I wasn't going to bother her with this nonsense.
Come on, Heather, we need a fake game pick.
So I went back, and I looked at her picks and did some math on it, and she was right there. So last year, I finished first amongst the dudes, and Heather was second all the way through. And I don't remember exactly when it was that you left for...
Yeah, I don't either.
But it was more than half the season. And so she's right there. And she never told me her reasonings at that time. Mm-mm. It was just, okay, here's the picks. And I looked at them, I'm like, okay, whatever. And I mean, she's got her reasons. I had no idea it was because she liked Uga, the dog. That's why I'm picking Georgia. That's why she's picking Georgia over Alabama, because they have Uga.
But it's broken you, because now you're picking...
She's 19-9.
Yeah.
Like, if she had put $5 on these games, like, she'd be dancing in the money.
Yep. Up 10 units. That's ridiculously unsustainable. We're going to catch her one of these weeks.
I don't think we should be talking about John and Heather exchanging picks over text.
Well...
These are happily married people. Greg.
Yeah. Well, I did say she sent me her picks. I wasn't sending her any.
Okay, picks. John. Some ticket texts on the Tigers.
Yeah. Are we supposed to go to news now or what?
I mean, this whenever it gets a little hot, you just... where's that music?
Heather and news.
We'll get to Heather's news in the 9 o'clock hour. We have Cookie Jar on a Friday. That's at 9:35. Mike Valeni's dog of the week. We'll ask him about the Tigers as well. That's at 9:18. Some of your thoughts on the Tigers. Texter says, I bought tickets to tonight's game months ago.
Okay.
Four tickets, $40 each. Now our section is $250 a pop.
Wow.
Do I sell for $1,000?
No. Go to the game.
Yeah, go to the... I mean, you do the math on that. He's going to be making $750. And I mean, that could be close to a month's worth of groceries. Could be rent. Could be half a mortgage or a mortgage payment.
Car payment.
Car payment.
Yeah.
Could be a couple car payments.
But this is where it's... I don't know his finances. I would go to the game. Now, if you need it, like you're working two jobs and it's a big chunk of money, it's the same thing I would say with gambling. We get guys that'll email our show and say, should I cash out? If it's a life-changing amount of money, do it. Otherwise, you made the bet to be right. You bought these tickets to go to a Friday night and a chance to see something special. Now, I wouldn't cash out on that.
No, and he's in it for $160. And I get the return, but the fact of the matter is, probably a family of four. That memory that you're going to have, that family memory, is worth way more than that $160. It's worth more than the $750 you'd make on it.
And we
$800.
And we had calls, and I loved hearing from people who talked about how they are getting their kids into baseball because of the Tigers. It was teachers, it was moms, it was dads. This is a chance, family of four, I'm assuming, a couple kids that haven't seen a lot of baseball success, chance to hook them for life as a baseball fan. The celebration tonight. Tom was telling us, you know, on a radio side, we're getting ready for, if they win tonight, extended coverage with Dan Dickerson, Daniela Bruce inside the clubhouse with the champagne bottles, like to be at the ballpark, to be in Detroit for that tonight.
The 24 Tigers are the gateway drug to ultimate fan sportsdom.
Maybe don't phrase it that way if we want parents to... No, I got you. And I think part of the story of this team is the fact that you haven't had a chance to be part of these moments until now. And now you do. You haven't had a chance to take the kids down to meaningful September baseball, and it doesn't get more meaningful than tonight. It's the White Sox who are going to throw their best pitcher. They want to stick it to Detroit. Well, Detroit can stick it right back and give them 121 losses, the most all time. They can cement the playoff spot, and then the weekend becomes a celebration. You show up for the encore. You show up Saturday and Sunday, and Sunday there's nothing else going on. The Lions don't play, and it ends up becoming a celebration all weekend.
Well, and how about this? It's not only the gateway to your sports fandom. It is all the people that went down was a Tuesday, and they're like, oh, I had no idea this was cashless. They probably haven't been downtown in a while. All the people that went downtown for the draft that hadn't been downtown in years came away saying, I can't believe how great the city is. If you haven't been down to Ford Field or the LCA, this is your opportunity to go downtown to Detroit. You're going to be amazed at how awesome downtown Detroit is.
Sell the tickets and use the money to see the Lions or a Tigers playoff game is what the texter says. Well, first of all, the Tigers aren't guaranteed a home playoff game.
Right. They're gambling a little bit at that point.
Right. And I guess you're going to use it towards a trip to Baltimore.
Could be the second round.
Detroit in the second round would have home playoff games.
Yeah.
And there is still the long shot for people who don't know that Detroit could host the wild card playoff round, but it would involve sweeping the White Sox and the Twins sweeping the Orioles.
And Kansas City losing a game.
So I haven't double checked this. Someone pointed out that we don't actually need Kansas City to lose because in a three-way tiebreaker, Detroit wins the three-way tiebreaker. I don't know that 100%.
I didn't explore the three-way. But if we win the three-way, I mean, no one loses, right?
You can do that in your own time, John. Tiger text, phone calls, and more. It's 97.1. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.